Vegas Bad Boy of Podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
Hey, everybody, how you doing out there?
Oh, no. You got to get louder than that. How's everybody doing tonight?
There we go. Welcome to another edition. Welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm your boy, DJ Impact. We're live here in Boulder Station. Let's introduce some of the bad boys over here. King Lucky.
No, I am a wrestling god.
Ah, a wrestling god. That's your JBL look, right?
No, you stand corrected. It's Labiel, jabroni.
Labiel.
Okay.
Is that like all right. Labia? Labia?
Sin City.
Labia.
Sin City Steve, how are you?
We pissing our pants yet.
The night is young.
And you're dressed up as Negan, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
You're goddamn right.
Simon Street. What's up, man?
What's up, everybody? My costume is...
You're a college student.
No, I attend Riverdale High School. Pretty sexy. Every once in a while, I make out with random girls.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a college student and went back into high school trying not to get charges. So don't report me.
All right. Matt Michaels, what's up?
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you're a couple months early, buddy.
Are you a reindeer?
He's got a couple of Christmas get up here on. He's got his Christmas shirt.
The thought this was a holiday episode.
So are you a reindeer?
Am I what?
A reindeer.
More like a jackass.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Okay.
How is that any different than every other day?
DJ.
Yeah.
Are you dressed up as Carl Winslow from Family Matters?
Everywhere you look. You can find him. You got to do the point. Like, turn around and just be like.
There you go. All right, y'all. Good stuff. We got a guest with us. You got your signs ready?
Oh, yeah.
From Future Stars of Wrestling. He's a native to Las Vegas. He is the bridge burner, Greg Romero. Woo! How you doing, Greg?
I am fantastic. Happy to be here.
No doubt.
So, Greg, what was the last couple of months like for you, brother?
The last couple of months have been miserable. I had my jaw broken in two places, and I had it wired shut for a month and a half.
Oof.
I lost up to, I think, like 20 pounds because I had to eat through a straw for a month. It's pretty rough, man. It's pretty miserable.
Sounds like a couple of us could use our jaw being broken. We could lose some weight. I like it.
Oh, man, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I could break you guys' jaws.
Well, I think what we're going to have to do is, Greg, we'll market you now as Bridge Burner Yoga and call it BBY.
Yes.
What was the process like for you in terms of you're someone who loves to talk?
Yes, sir.
You're someone who likes to eat. And yes. Now all that kind of goes away. Did it take a process of keeping yourself positive to realize that, you know, this is... only a little setback, and that you're going to eventually be back to 100%. What were the struggles of everyday like, man?
Well, I always try to stay a little positive. Am I talking too loud? Am I okay?
No, it's perfect.
Sorry, it sounds golden.
Way worse. I always try to stay a little positive, contrary to my attitude. But I was pretty pissed off at first. It was something that didn't need to happen, something that shouldn't have happened. So I was pretty angry at first. And once I got the operation and my mouth was wired shut, my jaw was wired shut, I was confused. I didn't know what to do. I've never had anything like that before. I've never had any reason to not eat or speak. So it shook me up. But the trial and error with the meals was the hardest part, I think. I tried everything. I tried blending different soups and different. I tried to blend SpaghettiOs, which was the most horrible thing ever.
Jeez,
that was a huge mistake.
What about baby food?
Baby food, I tried, but it wasn't enough. It didn't taste good enough. It was just really weird. So I had to live off those I think Nestle or whatever breakfast essentials. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
So I basically lived off those for the whole month and a half. I had just the three flavors, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, and I just did different combinations and stuff. My mom bought me a blender, which was cool. Learned how to use a blender.
Yeah.
That was the worst part, was figuring out how to eat and being able to try to eat through the gaps in my teeth. Oh, it was miserable. Just thinking about it, it was making my skin crawl.
What was your first thing that you, like, as soon as you were given the go, you're ready to now eat solid food again, what was the go-to meal that you just couldn't wait?
I went straight to Cafe Zupas, and I had the mushroom bisque. Because they told me I couldn't eat anything solid for a couple weeks, so yeah. I was like, oh, dude, mushroom bisque it is.
So let me ask you this question. So when you could eat something solid and could actually chew, what did you eat?
Hamburger helper.
Oh,
double cheeseburger, macaroni, hamburger helper. Yes, see? Yeah, oh my God.
Was it good?
It was the best meal I've ever had in my life.
Satisfying.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You know, the injury happened in the ring.
Yes.
Up to this point, what was the most extreme injury you had through wrestling?
Through wrestling, I've been pretty lucky. I haven't had any serious injuries. I've had my nose broken about 5 times.
Jesus Christ.
But I don't really consider that a serious injury. That's kind of something that happens. Other than that, this is the worst. This is the worst injury I've ever had. This is the first time I ever broke a bone. It's the worst. So, yeah, that's, like I said, I've been pretty lucky, knock on wood.
Were you worried in any sense that your good looks would be damaged?
Oh, never. It's going to take a lot more than that.
So let me ask you, how close are you to returning?
That I'm going to have to keep under wraps.
Oh.
For sure.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm medically cleared. That's all I can get. That's all I can give you right now.
So, you know, a lot of times with people that get injuries, there's usually an emotional roller coaster that you go to when you're starting to get reacclimated back into what you ordinarily do. Have you had any type of those feelings of kind of like you want to be a little bit careful, or are you just like, fuck it all, I'm just going to go right back into it, and if it happens, it happens?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little trepidatious that it might happen again, but I've done a lot of research on it. I've read that the bone actually, when it heals, it actually gets stronger, which is cool, which is good news. But I can't be too careful. If you try to be too careful, that's when bad things really happen.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to try to put it in the back of my mind, not really try to focus on it too much, because I feel like that's bad luck. You know, if I just keep thinking about it, I feel like that's bad luck. So like you said, I'm just going to go straight back into it, be good to go. Gotta
so
be punk rock about it.
Really quickly, you haven't been able to eat for 2 months.
Yes.
Solid food anyway. How have you been occupying your time? We haven't seen you in the ring. How have you been spending your time?
You know, that's funny you asked that, because the way you phrased it made it seem like all he does is eat.
I know. I'm well aware.
Okay.
That's why I had to clarify.
Yeah, I maintained my same day-to-day life. I still went to a bunch of different punk shows. I still hung out with friends. I was still all over the place. The only thing I couldn't do was train or work out or anything. Couldn't eat, obviously. But, yeah, other than that, I maintained everything else. I kept occupied. Tried to keep my mind off of it as much as possible, which is hard when you have your face clamped together. But, you know, yeah, everything was – I was fine. I was able to keep going to different shows. I had to stay a little farther back from the mosh pits than usual. But other than that, I was fine.
What shows did you take in?
Oh, man, I'm trying to think of the last – I go to so many different shows, like, it's hard to keep track.
Did you get to the Social Do show?
No, I did not make it to that one. I had what did I have that night? I had another few of my local friends were playing that night, so I supported them. And I wasn't sure if I should be in such a big crowd just in case, you know. It'd be kind of dangerous, but I went to quite a few different shows. Like I said, I can't think of them on the top of my head, but I stayed busy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
So what would you say was the most awkward thing you've encountered when you had your injury and you're working your way up towards getting healed up? Most awkward situation.
So.
Are you blushing?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'll explain. So when the injury first happened, I went to the ER the next day. I wasn't sure if it was broken, so I just took the night and relaxed and kind of kept my... I bought an airplane neck pillow, kind of propped myself up over the night. And the next day I went to the ER, and I waited for hours and hours, and the doctor calls me in. When I get into his office, he scoots his chair up real close, and he goes, hey, so I told him what happened. And he goes, hey, between you and me, he looks around. There's nobody else in the room, but for some reason he looked around. He goes, hey, between you and me, that wrestling stuff, is that fake? And I'm sitting here with my jaw swollen. I looked like Ed and Eddie when they get the jawbreakers. And I looked at him like, and I couldn't even think, what did you just ask me? What? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm sitting here with my jaw broken, so what does that tell you? Oh, well, yeah, okay, I guess you're right. I suppose you're right. You suppose? What do you mean, asshole? So that was probably the most awkward thing, was this guy. And even if everybody knows wrestling's not 100% real, sorry to pull back the curtain, guy, but even if it was a huge secret, what does this dickhead think, that I'm going to tell him the secret? Yeah. You think I'm going to let you in on it? So, yeah, that was the most awkward. Like, is that stuff real or fake or what? What do you mean? So, yeah, that... pissed me off.
Sound like a good segment. You know, if we could have just taped it and you just hit him with a bedpan or some shit. Oh, like, dude. Do you think it's real now?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is it fake now?
What the hell kind of question is that? I'm sitting here with my jaw swole. Like, I looked like Joe Swanson. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my. Yeah. You're going to ask me if it's fake. That was insulting, but whatever. He was an idiot. Never going to see him again, hopefully.
What a quack.
Yes, what a quack. Yeah.
So I guess the big question that all of the fans out there want to know is, is wrestling fake?
Well, I hate to tell you, but no, not at all. Yeah, it's all CGI. It's all smoke and mirrors. I've never even actually been in a wrestling ring. It's all green screen.
So at the event of when the injury first happened, which family member or best friend stood out to you that probably had the biggest emotional response? And what was that response?
I'm sorry.
So when you got your jaw broke,
yeah,
either family friend or best friend or any friend at all, what was their emotional response when they first found out, or if they witnessed it there? What was the first thing you remember hearing them say?
Oh, so my girlfriend was in the crowd, and she didn't realize at first that I was injured. She thought I was just selling it and doing my job, but she didn't realize anything was wrong until a couple of the wrestlers came out. And again, she thought that was just part of the show. But even for me, the biggest surprise was Cutthroat Cody. He's been one of my best friends for years now. But I didn't even realize how serious it was until I saw him come out there and I heard his voice. Hey, buddy, you all right? Hey, I'm here. So I'd say that was probably the scariest thing, was seeing him stressed out about it. Because even him, he's as hardcore as it gets. You know, he's not shy about any of that kind of stuff, but for him to be that stressed out, I knew, like, oh my God, this is way more serious than even I realized. So yeah, that really scared me then.
Greg, so for people that are just getting introduced to you, you know, you do have a big following. What got you into wrestling, you know, and did you watch it as a kid? Was this something you always loved?
Yeah. My cousins, who are a few years older than me, were big wrestling fans, and they would watch it all the time, and they introduced it to me. I remember the first pay-per-view I ever watched was a WCW, one of the midsummer ones. It wasn't Bash on the Beach, but it was one of those, I think like Spring Stampede or something like that, one of those. And then I went to my first wrestling show when I was five. It was at the, five or six, at the MGM Grand, and that was when I was hooked. Like, I was a big fan. I was a bigger fan of WCW. So I've been a big fan ever since then. I watched it all. I watched ECW, WWF, everything, all those.
Who was your favorite growing up?
Sting and the NWO.
Really?
100%. I have way too much Sting memorabilia. It's insane. Sting and Goldberg memorabilia all over my room. It's even still.
You know, one of your passions in life is the 1990s.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah.
And
last great decade.
You ain't lying there.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, you're one who likes tattoos.
Yes.
And is there a tattoo that you might have gotten of any one of your favorite members of a boy band?
If you're talking about Michael Graves from the Misfits, yeah, hell yeah.
Location. Yeah.
So, what is your obsession with the Backstreet Boys?
Obsession? I mean, that's an accurate word. I just didn't think you would say it. No, they've been my favorite band, I guess, artist, since I was a little kid. They were my very first favorite band. They're still my number one favorite. Meeting them was the greatest thing that's ever happened. And yes, I do have all of their autographs tattooed on my leg.
Favorite
I'm
song?
Not ashamed to admit it.
Not ashamed to admit it. That's awesome.
Yeah. My favorite Backstreet Boys song?
Yeah, favorite song.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's a hard one. Because I'm going through all the albums. I'm going through Millennium. I'm going through Black and Blue. I'm going through the... going through their debut. Yeah, you're laughing. You know.
I do know. I remember that time. I liked it too.
I don't know, man. I'd say...
Rocky Body.
Okay, I would say Larger Than Life because the music video was probably the coolest thing I'd ever seen as a kid. And then when I saw the music video for Everybody, when they're in the mansion and it's all spooky and scary stuff, that gave me nightmares for months. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Larger Than Life just because, that, like I said, that video was incredible.
Awesome.
So then, the follow-up question is, which two Backstreet Boys do you have on your side if a zombie apocalypse hit tomorrow?
If a zombie apocalypse, okay. Well, I would say AJ survived a lot of crazy shit, like drug abuse and all that stuff. So
he definitely did.
I would say he'd probably be the one to stand tall and something like that. But let me see, who else would... I feel like Kevin has enough of a poker face. I feel like he would know exactly what to do if a zombie came up and tried to bite us. I feel like they would really protect me, you know? Yeah. I feel like they would cradle me and protect me like a young cub. At least that's what I imagine.
Would there be music in the background?
There would be. I feel
with doves.
Yeah.
Doves would be flying.
Yes, exactly. There would be music in the background. I feel like maybe some kind of Shania Twain music or something romantic. I mean...
comforting.
You know what?
Apparently you're a huge romantic. We didn't know that. It's out there.
Well, of course.
There you go.
So it's Halloween time. What was your favorite Halloween costume that you've ever had?
My favorite Halloween costume? Well, I should point out that I was Batman about five times. My favorite Halloween costume.
Were you a different Batman each time? Like, I was Val Kilmer Batman once. I was...
Well, my mom actually made me the costume from a bunch of different black material that she found, so I couldn't have been really anything specific, but She made the little ears and the mask, and I just had a big Batman symbol. I think one time she actually cut out the symbol from a Batman birthday party napkin and pinned it to my chest, which was
creative.
Super DIY, but it was pretty rad. My favorite costume, though, I was Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911 a couple years ago.
There you go. All
right. So that was cool. I got to show off my legs. That was awesome.
And along those lines, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Candy corn. How many people how many people leave, right?
Yeah. Candy. I'm
I don't
down
care.
With
I
candy
love
corn.
Candy corn. I don't care if it tastes like a crayon. I love it.
Right.
Now let me ask you this question, because I love candy corn too. Do you eat a certain side of the candy corn first? Do you start with the yellow, or do you do just the tip, or you the whole thing?
You got to grab it by the yellow part. You got to chew on the white part, bite that off. You got to eat it, you know, color by color. And then you get to the last piece that actually looks like a piece of corn, and you get down on that.
My man.
It's the only way to do it. Anybody who eats it any other way is a psycho, and don't trust them.
So you hear that? If you're not eating your candy corn the right way, your ass is suspect.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so keeping with the Halloween questions, would you rather be bitten by a zombie or bitten by a vampire?
I would rather be bitten by a vampire because Selma Hayek in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. I was also a big Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan when I was little. The movie, not the show.
The movie, right?
The movie.
Yes. Pee-wee Herman in it?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Luke Perry, God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, hell yeah. Vampire for sure. Yeah.
So awesome. Let me ask you this question real quick. Since you seem like you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, do you remember a certain scene in the movie where they had like a cheer? The cheerleaders had a cheer. Do you remember that cheer at all?
I don't. I wish I did. I wish I did. I would recite it for you right now, but I don't.
I got a feeling he's gonna tell you.
Please, please.
I remember it.
The floor is yours, please.
Do y'all want to hear the cheer from Buffy the Vampire from the 90s?
Yeah, let's
hear
it.
All right. F y'all, I'm just playing. No. I think it went... come on, all you Hawk fans. Now, come on, all you Hawk fans, and shake your caboose. Shake your caboose.
Somebody sing along. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, how funky is your chicken?
Yeah.
How loose is your goose? My deuce is totally loose. I think that was it, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah. It sounds familiar.
Good hell movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes, cue the applause.
Hey, I didn't get a boo.
Yeah.
So, Greg, if you're a horror film character, how do you kill your prey, and what's your name?
If I was a horror film character, how would I kill my prey? Well, I'm a big Scream fan, so I would probably do the same type of thing that he did, getting a cheap Halloween costume that is sold everywhere, so nobody would actually be able to tell who bought it or whatever. Nobody would be able to trace it. I don't know if you guys seen Scream.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Spoiler. And I'd probably do it the same exact old-fashioned way, slaughtering, stabbing, screaming women. Bloody tits.
Bloody tits.
You
should put that on a shirt. Bloody tits.
Bloody dot, 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 tits. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd be a real slasher. I wouldn't try to do anything fancy.
Well, we'll make sure if the news comes out with a story in a couple days.
Shit, catch me if you can.
So let me ask you this question, kind of a follow-up question with that. So as we know, Halloween's coming up. Let's just say if you were to be in action and it was a themed type of gear that you would wear, that kind of coincides with what you would do, what would you dress up as?
Such as, like, I'm sorry, I'm not really...
So let's just say you were going to wrestle on Halloween, and, you know, you have the option of not dressing up in your getup.
Uh-huh.
Horror theme, what would it be?
Oh, Frankenstein, for sure.
Frankenstein? I could see that. That would look real cool.
Hell yeah. I've seen so many cool-ass, like, punk rock greaser Frankenstein pictures and drawings and stuff. Hell yeah, I would get painted up, I'd do the... bolts on the neck, everything, all that.
Now, would you modify some of your movesets to kind of emulate a little, maybe a little bit stiff, dare I say?
Yeah, maybe. probably wrestle a little stiffer.
That sounds
like
horrible.
Like an aged Hulk Hogan.
Basically.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If Freddy Krueger was in your dreams and he killed you for real, how would it happen?
If Freddy Krueger killed me in my dreams. Say that again. I'm sorry.
So you're having a dream. Freddy Krueger shows up. What kind of dream are you having? Because, you know, when he killed his prey, it was always, you know, a scenario.
Right.
What scenario would it be that you die in?
Oh, wow. I would probably dream that I was in prison or some kind of confinement. And Freddy kills me inside the cell or whatever kind of. I feel like that would be, like, my ultimate fear is, like, being totally alone and totally, like, not being able to go and run anywhere, and Freddy fucking stabbed me in the face. Or he would just grab me by the jaw and just rip it off, right?
Oh man. There you go. And fuck, marry, kill, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula.
Oh my God, all right. Fuck, marry, kill, Wolfman, Dracula, and who else?
Frankenstein.
Jeez. Okay. Well, depending on which Dracula, if we're talking Gary Oldman or Bela Lugosi, fuck Dracula, because why not?
I might like it.
Right.
I like the logic there.
Kill the Wolfman, because that's bragging rights, dude. Kill the Wolfman, fuck yeah, fuck with me.
Yeah.
And marry Frankenstein, because he doesn't talk very much, and that'd be really a peaceful marriage, I think.
There you go.
I like the fuck, marry, kill game. Let's play that some more.
All right.
Not that I'm really trying to fuck Dracula, but, you know.
I'm trying to, like, imagine that.
Well, we can stay along those lines. Fuck, marry, kill, Norman Bates, Chucky, or Annabelle?
Oh, God.
Mm.
Oh, God. Okay. Fuck Norman Bates as long as he pretends to be his mother.
Sick.
Yes.
Sick.
We have a visitor, mother.
Marry Chucky because he's funny as hell, and you got to have humor in your relationship, or else it's not going to last. Yep. Kill Annabelle because, ugh, Annabelle. That is actually the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yep, Annabelle. You guys all seen Annabelle?
I've seen everyone.
The scene where she's going down the stairs or whatever, and the demon is like looking down at her, scared the hell out of me. But the one that scared me even more than that was when the doll was floating, or what she thought was floating, and the doll moves to the side, and you could see the demon's face behind it. Ugh. I saw that movie in theaters. Dude, nothing has ever scared me more than that situation. Oh, Lord. Just thinking about it.
Annabelle Comes Home just came out earlier this year, and I was in L.A. visiting some friends. We went, sitting in the movie theater. The chair next to me throughout the whole film,
yeah,
it's moving by itself.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Yeah, I mean, it was freaky. To the point where afterwards, I said to one, I was like, guys, just to let you know, the chair in there was moving by itself through the whole fucking film. And they're like, the one guy goes, I told them I saw something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's some strong stuff going on with those films.
Man.
What do you want to accomplish when you get back into the ring, man?
I want to beat the ever-loving shit out of Kyle Hawk.
Oh!
Yeah. 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 There's not much that I really care about achieving. I mean, I don't really care about belts or wins or any kind of shit like that. But I do care about revenge.
Mm.
I do care about people pulling sideways shit like he did. And, that's my goal, is fucking him up. Pardon my language.
Yeah.
That's all right. You have every right to want to seek revenge. Yeah. Just make sure he doesn't pull that knife out on you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And suck my tomahawk.
Yeah. Watch out for tomahawks.
Well, what you should really be worried about is you getting scalped.
Ooh.
Just saying, you got some nice hair. I'd hate to see you part ways with it.
Oh, no way, man.
So, Greg, we're gonna quickly do a little bit of a game here. Does anyone want to win something?
I guess not.
Yes.
Oh, they do.
All right. Two people who want to win something, come on up here. First two people. Come on.
Come on up.
Don't be shy.
Not everybody
on the
wants.
Come on. Two people.
Price is Right.
First two people. There we go.
All right.
Grapefruit Cassidy.
Who?
Grapefruit Cassidy.
That's Grapefruit Cassidy. Oh, right. That's Orange Cassidy's older brother.
There you go.
Grapefruit Cassidy.
All right. So, Greg, I'm going to ask you and Simon to come on up here with me.
Oh, shit.
Am I going to? Oh, I'm getting up.
Do I need to take my shirt off for this? Maybe. The last time I was up here.
Where are the Legos?
Should I bring the mic up there with me?
There's tissue and whipped cream happening over here. Yeah, that just sounds like a bad recipe. Tissue and whipped cream.
All right. So, we have six rolls of tissue paper. Greg, Simon, you guys are going to take these rolls, six each, and you're going to try to be the first one to wrap your audience member in a mummy style wrap.
I think Greg got the short end of the stick.
Greg, you're going to have to work fast. All right, Simon, who are you playing with?
Hey.
I'm playing with Elena. Beautiful Elena.
Playing with Elena. And Greg, who are you playing with?
Oh, Grapefruit Cassidy.
Grapefruit Cassidy. All right. So, guys, position yourselves close to the table so you can grab. All right. Hands in the pockets are behind there. There we go. And ready, set, go. There we go. All right, there we go. We're through. Looks like one roll here. Simon's grapefruit is as casual as anyone could be. There we go.
Next roll. You said six rolls?
Oh, yeah, six rolls. Come on, you can do it. Come on, faster, faster, faster. There we go. I don't know. It looks like we might have a winner soon here. He is a very big dude. For those of you who are not getting a chance to actually see this physically, we've got a petite young lady here getting wrapped up, and we have a giant mammoth of a man being wrapped up here.
Ooh, we got the system going.
Okay. Simon's running around like he is a Riverdale character. He also has realized that he doesn't smoke, but his lungs cannot take this. Yeah, it has to be mummy style, so you gotta get a face covering, yep. Oh, There we go. Man, I'm sure this is enthralling podcasting for you listening.
It's a lot of tissue.
It is a lot of tissue.
I feel like you should play a song like, I don't know, Round and Round We Go. Round and round, round we go.
Is it me or does Mr. Cassidy look like he's just gotten out of the restroom? Okay, I've changed the rules. Speed round. Here we go. The speed round is just go at them like they were a house at Halloween and toilet paper the rest of the bodies. Go for it. Go for it. Throw and go. Throw and go. Throw and go. Remember, if their parents find out you did this, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. There we go. All right, final countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And time. I don't know. Who won? Audience, who do you think won? Come on. All right, we've got a winner in Mr. Romero's team. However, all right, Mr. Cassidy, if you'd like to come here and claim your prize.
What does it mean? My guest right here.
That's what we're going to find out here. Now, for being such a good sport, Elena does get a prize here. Courtesy of our friends at the 99 cent only store.
At least it's not the Dollar Tree.
Yep. Yeah, I don't want to. You will be able to
do
your
dishes. I don't
want to
hear an unkind word about the Dollar Tree.
Bake a little bakery and have fun with the 99 cent only. And Mr. Cassidy, from Boulder Station, you get one free buffet.
Oh. He's going to need all that tissue paper after the buffet.
There we go.
You're supposed to do it with your hands and your fucking
shut up, Rico.
All right. So, any final questions you guys got for Greg?
I'm just looking forward to him getting back in the ring and burning it down, maybe? Because he's the bridge burner?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man. Lay him on me. Lay on the question.
I have a question. As I'm smacking on some candy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, me too. I can't resist.
All right. If there was one ultimate match you could have, who would it be? And what are the stipulations? Anybody.
Okay. What would be the dream match and the stipulations? Mm-hmm. My dream match would be to wrestle Shawn Michaels in 1996 when he's completely high off cocaine.
My man.
Is it a
not that I endorse the drug use, but I don't know, man. Cokehead Shawn Michaels is pretty badass.
Hey, also, Romero, you share a birthday with one John Cena.
Yes, hell yeah.
What's the biggest takeaway for an inspiring wrestler that can pull from him and what he's done?
Sorry, say that one more time.
What's one thing that an inspiring wrestler could, you know, pull from him and what he's done?
From John Cena? Being nice to the kids.
Yeah.
I'd say out of all the wrestlers that I've seen and all the stories that I've heard, I've never actually met John in person. We've walk past each other and whatever, but I've never actually met him in person. But what I've seen and heard, John is the nicest guy to kids. However he treats adults is none of my business. I don't really give a shit about that. But I've heard about other wrestlers being dicks to kids or, oh, I don't want to sign an autograph, whatever. I know that John Cena goes out of his way to do stuff like that. So any wrestler that I would, you know, like you said, aspiring wrestler, I would tell him, be nice to the kids. Be nice to the kids and be nice to their parents. You can be as nice as you want to the kids, but be nice to their parents as well. Because I've even heard stories that parents, when Christmas time rolls around, they're going to be there at Walmart or whatever looking at all the wrestling toys, and they're going to see, oh, hey, I remember meeting him. He was really nice. He was really nice to me and my son. And they're going to buy that action figure, which puts money in your pocket.
Exactly.
So that, yeah, that's the biggest piece of advice I can give.
Awesome.
All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Greg Romero.
Woo!
Yes, thank you.
But real quick, I just want one thing from you.
Yes.
Can you say the catch line?
Can I say the catch line?
Yeah, your line. Please.
What? The who do you love?
Yeah. Who do you love?
Is that what you wanted? Was that good?
Yeah, that's perfect. It's perfect.
I was like, the tagline, what am I missing?
All right, as we say goodbye to Greg here, let's bring up one of the local managers.
Yes.
I believe he was the manager of the year in his own mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Primo Popo.
Primo!
Primo! I think that's your stunt double.
Is that the one that always ends up on the floor? Or is that really you?
What?
Primo, is that the one that always ends up on the floor? Your stunt double over there?
Your stunt double.
Yes, yes. I disappear under the ring. It's a little trick, you know. I go under the ring. She falls to the ground. Garth Wald takes a photo.
So how you feeling tonight, man?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's pretty cold out. But
yeah. I don't know if you're going to manage somebody right now or commit a crime, man. I mean, you just...
That's my usual look.
I guess so.
You know, I don't think he's allowed around middle schools.
Is he not? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Just look at that look, man.
You are cruel. You are a very cruel man.
So, Primo.
Yes.
Right now, what do you have going on? Who are you managing? Where are you managing? And where can people, you know, see you in action?
Well, you know, I'm a usual at the Big Valley Wrestling. I manage Fresco now, just Fresco.
What happened
Fresco
to De Niro?
Maddock. De Niro, he left town, man.
Really?
Yes,
ran out of
yes.
De Niro.
He is on to quote-unquote greener pastures. So we will see how that works out for him.
Do you still see a cut of his paycheck?
Oh, yes. I mean, I see the majority of his paycheck. That's what we have worked out. So.
Good, good.
He cuts the check for Primo.
Good. And is there anyone that we might be seeing you upcoming maybe tomorrow night? At a certain Fremont location for SFW?
Oh, at Future Stars of Wrestling, you know, I manage Fresco-matic there as well, but Primo will not be in attendance tomorrow night, no.
Oh.
I do hear there is a very handsome man that will appear in the Battle Royal as a little surprise. You will find out.
Oh.
I won't spoil it.
Oh.
Excellent. Well, we got a Battle Royal surprise coming with a very handsome man. You know, what's interesting about you is you're like a man from parts unknown almost. What is your background in history? Because I don't think many people know much about Primo Popo and where you come from and Popo. Why you come from.
I recorded like a 3-minute promo explaining this. What are you talking about? You haven't not seen it? Come on.
Well, that's the thing. The thing is I don't like modern technology. I like people to get the answers right here live.
Okay, okay. Well, the Primo Pulpo, you know, he is a man without borders. He comes from a faraway land, the likes of which none of you need to know, or else it could be used against your primo in court. And, yeah, he's been everywhere, though, you know. He spent a little time in Latin America, in Russia, in, you know, Europe, Australia, you know, wherever. Wherever he can get...
Where is the accent from?
The accent is from my voice. You know,
it's duh, Michael. Shit. Ask some good questions, man.
No, the accent is the product of being well-traveled, you know. I take a little bit here, a little bit there, throw it together. People think I sound French or Russian. Oh, you shut up. Oh, you shut up. Oh, you shut up. Jeez.
Do you see yourself managing a world champion anytime soon?
Soon.
Ooh.
Time is relative, you know. So, perhaps soon. In the span of the Primo's career, soon.
And Primo, is there anybody you got your eyes on right now in the indie scene?
Oh, you know, your Primo, he's watching everyone, you know. There are people in attendance right now he would love to manage, you know. Oh. Greg Romero, for example, the bridge burner. It is a dream to manage him. Hold on. Let me show you.
We getting down to brass and tacks business.
People, they question if your Primo supports the Greg Romero, the bridge burner. And for that, all I have to say is the bridge burner has a posse, baby.
There we go.
Oh. Wow.
But yes, your Primo, he would love to manage, you know, anyone worth a damn. Anyone that can get the job done. Anyone that can provide a multi-million dollar match so your Primo can get a payday. So,
Primo.
Yes.
If King Kong is attacking Vegas, and you're the only person he understands, how do you talk him down?
I probably don't, man. I just like if I'm on board with him, then I'm just going to ride it out and see, you know, see how it goes. I'm just going to go roll with the punches, you know, try and coach him from the sideline, how I do, and, you know, collect a paycheck.
Speaking of coaching from the sidelines, a couple months ago you were on American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, I was.
Has your phone been ringing off the hook now since you made your appearance?
No. It did ring a few times, though I will tell you this. The Ninja Warrior executive producers, they've hit me up a couple times to record personal messages for their coworkers on their birthdays. And they had some very interesting requests, let me tell you. I had to tell a man that I was sleeping with his wife. Just because, you know, that's what they requested, you know. If this leads to a spot on a future NBC show, you know, that would be great.
So, you know, speaking of sleeping with wives, you wake up one morning and your girlfriend lying next to you is a zombie now. But she doesn't want to eat your brains. She's real horny. Do you have sex with her? And if so, does that make you a necrophiliac?
Your primo doesn't have a girlfriend. So that is moot. However, if she is a zombie and she, you know, wants the brain. oh, yes, and has the bloody tits. Yes. No, the Latin Kraken doesn't. No.
And everyone knows, it's pretty common fact, that you're a huge Twilight fan. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
This guy.
Wow.
You don't have to answer that.
You can take the fifth.
Primo is not a Twilight fan, okay? Let me clarify. However, it would be Team Jacob because, you know, werewolves are so cool. Come on. He's hairy, you know. I'm hairy. It works out.
You know, along these lines of very inappropriately weird questions.
Yes.
And, you know, Greg liked the game. fuck, marry, kill.
See.
So for you, fuck, marry, kill, Jeffrey Dahmer, OJ, or Chris Benoit?
Wow, shit.
Use logic.
Mike says it's still too soon.
Use logic.
Oh, man, I really don't want to answer this. It's OJ, Chris Benoit, and Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Shit. I guess. Fuck OJ.
Because he's got the juice.
And he's hands on. Glove on, glove off.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that is a good question.
I'm going to let you make all the jokes.
If you had to fuck him, would you, with the glove fit when you were putting it on?
You got to glove up for your protection, man.
Again, I am going to let all of you make the jokes and simply answer the question. It goes, OJ, for the fuck. Yeah, Benoit to marry is a mistake, but you know. There's just so much wrestling knowledge to learn, you know. I think I could get some good tidbits out of him before, you know.
Where he chokes the life out of you?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. This. Okay. And then, yeah, kill Dahmer because fuck that guy.
He can cook. He can cook.
Yes. Not me. You know, this is a very good game, but between me and some of your primo's friends, his amigos, we have a different version of Marry, Fuck, Kill that we play. You guys might be interested. It's called Match, Fight, Kill, where you take three wrestlers and you choose which one you would have a match with, which one you would have a straight fist fight, and which one you would just straight kill. Whoa. It's a good game. I recommend it.
We might take that from him.
Please do.
New segment on the show.
Call it the Primo segment.
Well, yes.
You can have it.
You should ask Matt Michaels.
Let's start with you, Primo. Who would you, let's go through them. What were they again?
Match, fight, kill.
Fight, kill. All right, who would you match?
Wait, no, you have to give me three choices.
Yeah.
The rules are the same.
All right.
We're participants.
Yeah, King Lucky.
All right.
They don't do this in Smarkville.
Yeah. A match with Mach. There you go. Street fight.
Huh? What?
Hold on. You have to be patient with him. They don't use common sense in Smarkville. So you just named the three participants.
Yes, I did fuck up. All right. Mach, Santana Jackson, and Tenacious. Those are your choices.
Okay.
What the fuck? You could have just looked at a fucking floor and been like, floor, chair, table.
Or you.
Your primo would have a match with Ricky Tenacious. Because Ricky puts together some brilliant matches. He's a pretty smart guy. I will give him that. Santana, I would have a straight fist fight. Because I know him, and I know he's from the mean streets of New York. He's a tough cookie. It would be a good fight. There would be a lot of money in it. And poor Macho Man, I would have to kill him with my bare hands. Because he's already dead, so, you know, it's not a big deal.
So it's kind of like refried beans, you know, you're just doing it again.
Yes.
Mr. Popo, that was too soon.
Sorry, Mr. Benoit. Give me
for real.
Ridiculous.
Hey, man. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
So real quick, Primo. You are obviously a man that, you know, has a keen eye for scoping out talent that's gonna be profitable for you.
Yes.
You know, I mean, knowing that the undertaking on that is gonna be a little bit more perplexed. Who would you say, if you had to give a blueprint that you're looking for in somebody for you to manage and they could be successful?
Well, first of all, they must be a showman. You know, wrestling, the fighting, the winning, the beatings. It's very important, but more importantly, was going to sell the t-shirts, the merchandise, was going to sell out a pack crowd. It's the character. So if your primo sees a good character, you know there's some potential there. Everything else, it doesn't matter.
You take care of that.
Yes.
Got you.
Hey, primo.
Yes.
If you were cast in a Friday the 13th movie,
oh.
What character would you be? A camp counselor, a camper, a police officer, or the guy who tries to warn everyone they're going to die?
Probably the camp counselor.
And as a camp counselor, what would be one piece of advice you would give to those young kids that were under your tutelage at camp?
Only fuck in a crowded area.
Words to live by.
Well, I think that brings us to a game. I need two people. Who wants to win something? Come on, two people.
Who wants to win something
now,
legitimately
you physically,
cool?
You guys physically will not have to do anything. Two people. Raise your hands.
All right. Got one. And the
and
other.
We've got Dick over here.
Oh,
all right,
Dick.
We got two people. Perfect.
You suck. You suck. You suck.
Whipped cream.
Oh, what is this?
Hey-o.
He's pulling out the whipped cream, and we have no R&B or jazz. Does anybody have a tape of Yanni we can play right now?
Well,
some fresh strawberries. Yanni.
Since Dick is
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Yanni. You never get with a girl with Yanni in the background? Oh, it's great.
It's turning into a super dick party.
You put whipped cream on your super dick party, King Lucky? Is that what we do in Smarkville?
See.
Oh, I'm glad they denied my passport. Now, ordinarily, when there's a beautiful lady up here and it's whipped cream, usually insinuates something. Just saying. Just saying. I know. I didn't even have a drink yet. I need a drink. Just a tip.
All right. So, we have Dick right over here. We have Lori over here. Lori, we're going to let you pick a color, red or green? Red. Okay, Dick, your color is green. You guys, have a seat. We're going to let Primo do all the work.
Oh.
Okay, we have six cream plates up here. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a red item and a green item. One red, one green. Primo, your job is to find the red or the green by licking up that plate, not using your hands, and coming up with the red or the green item. On the count of three, just dig right in, brother. And if it's not in that one plate, go to the next one. One, two, three, go. There we go. And he's digging in.
Oh, no.
Primo Popo here. Look at that.
What does it taste like?
He's looking. He's licking. He's licking. No, nothing in that one either. He's got three no's. Oh, man. There we go. Pie number four. Hey, I think he's got something.
What's that?
What do we have? We have green. Green, we got a winner. Green wins.
Yeah, does he have a towel?
He has a towel. Come on. Of course. There you go, brother.
Primo, look this way.
Primo,
look this way.
So Dick gets the win. Here we go. We got two tickets for the Castle Vampire Maze for the Freakling Brothers Horror Show. Have fun. This is pretty awesome. Now, of course, hold on, Lori. Now, you didn't win, but we do have a little consolation prize for you.
Hey, is that one from the 99 cent store?
That'd be courtesy of the 99 cent only store who are sponsoring us right here tonight.
There you go.
Today.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Of course. Cause
and we, our residuals are $1.
Exactly.
Well, 99 cents
only. What the game. So,
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay.
At this point, let's open up the mic for the audience. Any questions for Primo? Come on, anyone. Especially Primo Popos. Come on. Come on. Come on, double. Anyway, Greg, come on up. We've got a mic right over here. Come on.
Oh,
up.
Here we go. Come on, Heat Seeker.
Right over there.
Yeah, I have a question. Primo Popo, why are you so goddamn gorgeous?
You know, your Primo wasn't always this pretty. At one point, he didn't have a beard. He weighed 60 pounds heavier. He was a pitiful sight. But let me tell you, the snake pit and FSW, they whipped him into shape. They sculpted him into the gorgeous man that he is today.
Fuck yes.
There you go. That is the trick. Train at FSW.
Anyone want to ask any audience questions? Anybody? Anybody else?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Slow mosey on up there.
Good old Desert Shark Cassidy.
Fuck, Mary, kill.
What?
Fuck, Mary, kill. Primo Popo, Fresco Medic, or Lori?
Wow. Wow.
Do I have to answer all these questions? Yes. Okay, I have an answer. Fuck Primo. You know, I'm very, very handsome, so of course I would do myself. Marry Lori, because she's very sweet, and you know, it's better than marrying Fresco. And Fresco, you know, I love him to death, but, you know, to death. So he would have to die in that scenario. I'm not going to kill myself, and I'm not going to kill poor Lori, who did nothing. You were right back here, you know, you could have asked. Okay.
This is an honor. He usually never gets up out of the chair.
That's true. Popo?
Yes.
Pupo?
Yes. Oh.
Popo? Pupo. Which one?
Pulpo.
For those of you that did not listen to the podcast your Primo was featured on, you should have heard the answer to this, but Primo, Pulpo.
Pupo.
Pulpo.
Pupo?
Pulpo.
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 Football?
Pulpo.
Football. I like
purple.
Football. No,
purple.
Got it.
Yes.
All right, how about another audience question? Anyone.
Don't be shy. Come on up. Oh, I think I see someone rising out of their chair. Oh, come on.
Come on, you piece
don't listen
of
to
shit,
them.
Ricky
don't listen
Tenacious.
To them. Ricky,
get
come on up here.
Get your sparkly ass up here.
listen to them, Ricky. Speak your mind.
What do you want, muchacho? Oh, if you sing, you mother, I will beat the crap out of you.
Hey, no.
Ahem.
Don't sing.
Hello.
You ruined the microphone.
Oof. Hello, Primo. It's good to see you. It's been a while ever since, you know, I took the tag team titles from Fresco to Nero. So, questions. I actually have two questions. I have a question for you, for the panel, essentially, and I also have a question for the audience. So I thought I'd go with that one first, if that's all right. And that question is, what about Braven?
Not here.
What about Braven? What about Braven? What about me? What about Braven? You got Romero on here. You've got Macho on here. You've got Primo on here, but what about me? What about Braven?
And what's the second question?
The second question is, well, the second question is, have you marked your calendars? Yes, or, you have you marked your calendars? Have you marked your calendars?
For the 5th anniversary.
For all of the shows you can see Exceptional and Tenacious at Big Valley Wrestling. How many shows you can see for Big Valley Wrestling in general. For example, this weekend, I believe you're going to manage, what's his name, the cat that...
Leopardo Diamante.
And who is he against wrestling?
Damian Drake.
Oh, that's going to be at Taco Fest at Craig Ranch Park this weekend from Big Valley Wrestling. And then on Thursday, get this, Thursday the 7th, we go to Rancho High School for a fundraiser. And then the very next weekend, we do another fundraiser for the LGBTQ Center.
Yep.
And then we cap it off November 24th with the 5-year anniversary of Big Valley Wrestling.
Yeah.
Woo!
There's so much good stuff. But the great part about it is that at every single one of those events, you can hear me sing. So I thought in the spirit of Halloween and... You know, because this is a good occasion and because I would like to think...
No. Someone
that,
cut them off.
Instead of listening to this boring podcast, which is essentially what it's been,
hey, Greg,
maybe I could show you some real
entertainment. You want to have a match early?
And sing.
Somebody hit him with the
whipped
cream. Shut him up.
This is the time of the podcast where everybody... please simmer down, please. Thank you. This is the part where you be quiet. Everybody in the bar, be quiet. Sir, back here. Sir, that cough, too loud. Keep it down. Bartenders making drinks, keep it down. Macho Man with the oh yeah, let's keep that down. So what do you got on there, DJ? Something Halloween-like?
I think you should try something a cappella because that brings your voice out better.
Oh, a cappella?
Yeah.
Well, it is Halloween. Man.
Go ahead. What you got?
I got it. How about this? I think, how about we hear a classic? How about Jingle All the Way? That's a Halloween song, right?
Oh, yeah, possibly.
All right. Oh! Hey, look who it is! It's Santana Jackson, everybody!
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was in middle school at the 7th grade Halloween dance, I was supposed to perform Thriller. And then it got ruined because somebody else showed up in a Michael Jackson outfit and did it before me. And now that day has come. So please silence yourself. Thank you very much.
Help us.
No one can help you.
Does anyone else have any questions? Any
it's close to midnight when something evil's working in the dark. Please. Under the moonlight, you see something that strikes you in the heart. What are you doing?
It's only a movie.
It's not funny.
You were scared, weren't you?
I think I'm allowed to do that.
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah.
We hurt you.
They're playing a full video over here.
Yes.
Would y'all want to hear some more of him? What was your name again?
What?
Thank you,
what
was
Bradley. What's your name again?
Ricky Tenet.
Well, it doesn't really matter, so get the step in. Just moonwalk over this way, please.
What kind of production do you have?
And if you were going to sing it, it goes, it's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark.
Hey, but my harmony's pretty good, right?
No. I just heard a cat die just a second ago. And I heard that noise before. We turned the animal over. It was dead. So you can go and scoot over. Thank you for coming, Tito. We love you.
How about you need one to beat it?
Why you want to be started, son? Listen, it don't matter if you're black or white. You can get this moonwalk DDT anytime. I may be dressed as Michael, but I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I will lay the smacker down like The Rock did on your candy ass. Shove it straight up your ass and hang up.
Hey, Santana.
I think he wants a moonwalk DDT.
Oh, yeah.
I think I want that drink you guys are
serving. This drink?
Blade juice?
Yes, blade juice, Ricky.
Blading juice.
It's cute, right?
You
like
so
these? Why not?
Because I don't like what you're doing here.
I'm just checking out this pie. We look at it together.
I don't want to look
at Ricky, just trust him. Just trust him.
I'm going to show you the dance I do with it. Just trust him. I do a little footstep like this.
Look at that.
Move. Ho!
Thank you. Thank you, Santana.
What happened?
One more time.
What happened? Hey. Here.
Outfit. I got this from
I can wipe it with this.
From your dad, if we know.
Yummy.
Okay.
I told you to beat it. You didn't. Hey, now he's black and white. I guess this is definitely a thriller. Look, ice skating. This is why I don't have Neverland no more. I just wanted to come in and clean that up a little bit. Sorry about the mess.
That's okay.
It's all good.
I love you.
Santana Jackson, everybody.
Thank you, Santana. Gracias, Santana.
I'm gonna go ahead and walk back this way.
I think there was like a third
Santana.
Question.
Santana. Woo.
There
he is. Look at that.
Moonwalking your way into.
Woo! Remember, guys, you can catch Santana at the MJ Live show here in Las Vegas at the Stratosphere. He is one of the best impersonators of Michael Jackson, one of the best tribute acts around, as well as one of the best up and coming wrestlers. And please. He took the trash out, and please support Big Valley Wrestling. Very, very important, especially with their upcoming charity events they got going on for the wrestling club and for the LGBTQ fundraiser. Very important.
I just got white stuff on my shirt. I didn't even get a first date.
Was it just the tip?
I think it was.
Excellent. All right. Well, Primo, I'm so sorry that you got interrupted, but I think that Simon has a little thing there. You can make Primo feel better here.
Well, I tell you what, Primo.
Yes.
I think that somebody in this audience or one of the bad boys should don you with a blading juice. Blading juice, ladies and gentlemen, yes, is a signature drink. It is containing sparkling water, orange liqueur, cranberry juice, and Merlot. Only $8. Dollars. Dollars if you went back in time, but it's $8, ladies and gentlemen. Go to your bartender. Remember to tip your bartender, but only just the tip.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think King Lucky is going to buy you a drink.
Excellent.
That's correct.
Gracias, King Lucky.
All right, Primo Popo, everyone. And ladies and gentlemen, from Pebro, we've
Thank
got
you.
The one and only Macho Man.
Yeah, it's about to get real savage.
Cream of the crop. Cream of the floor.
That's right, bro.
Is this my seat right here?
Right Where there, sir. Seat? Right there, sir.
Let's see if this thing is on. Woo! Yeah!
Woohoo!
I think it's working.
Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, the Macho Man.
Dig it!
Wow, that's it?
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, come on. Y'all can do better than that. One more time.
Man. Here we go.
You know, the best thing about heaven, we are graced in the presence of Macho Man. Mach, give us a little background on how you came about, brother.
How I came about? Well, I was about 11 years old, and I saw somebody on the TV for the very first time. And I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, I started to mess around, and I started to do this thing with my voice. And it stuck, man. I was 11 years old. And the next thing you know, I'm 11 years old, and I'm able to do this thing going on with my voice right here. And I was actually pretty well known in my high school, my junior high and my high school, for being able to do this thing. And it wasn't until like 100 years later that I figured, man, maybe I got something here. And here I am doing a podcast. You know, we fast forward a little bit.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yes.
And just so people know, if they want to get a hold of you, let's get that out there right away. How can people get a hold of you and have you at parties or shows? What is it that you like to do, and where can people find you?
Well, I'm kind of new to the whole social media thing, but I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you just put in Motch, that's spelled M-O-T-C-H, you'll be able to find me on all platforms. It's Motch 111. I believe that is my Instagram, and then the Twitter is Motch 1111. But either way, if you Google Motch, M-O-T-C-H, I should be the only thing that pops up. So all find right. me. And book me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Damn it.
And recently you were part of a wedding ceremony.
That is correct. Somebody found me on social media, and they wanted to do a wrestling theme. They wanted Macho Man to officiate their wedding.
Yeah.
They lived in New Jersey. They called me up, and we made a deal, a very lucrative deal.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They flew me out. First class, lying about that part. Didn't happen. But I came to New Jersey, and man, it was beautiful, man. I got to do the thing. I read their vows for them, and, you know, it was a good time. It was a good time for everybody because, you know, Mach did a little partying after at the reception. And if you've never partied with Mach before, believe me, man, that's worth the price of booking me in itself.
I gotta ask you, did she say I do or oh yeah?
She said, ooh yeah. And he did the whole proposal over again just so everybody could see it. And he said, Elizabeth, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, will you marry me? Like that. Her name
perfect.
Wasn't Elizabeth, though. So it kind of caused a little friction, but everything's okay. Yeah. Everything's good now.
Right.
You know, speaking of Liz, can you describe what a Halloween at Mach and Liz's place was like back in the day?
Yeah, well, we would be sitting around, and we'd wait for the kiddies to come by. And, you know, Mach loves the kids. And they'd come knocking on the door, and I'd come out, answer the door, and they'd be like, wow, great costume. And I'd be like, what are you talking about, man? This is just my evening wear. I'm in my pajamas right now. And they said, no, man, you got a good costume. And I said, well, thank you very much. And then I would go like this to them right here. I know you guys can't see this, but it's doing a visual thing right now. So the kids would come to the door, and I'd go, ooh, yeah, right there, that's for you. And you right there, man, put this in your bag right there. Yep. That's what I would do when they'd leave and they'd be happy and they'd take the candy, get cavities, and blame me when they go to the dentist. And that ain't right, man. I'm not happy with that right there. But that's all right. It's okay. No problem.
Did Angelo used to take you and Lanny out trick-or-treating? And what was that like for you as a kid?
Oh, man. Yeah, we would we'd go out for Halloween and... we would do, like, the Twins, you know, remember the movie Twins?
Yeah.
Even though that was much later on, yeah, I'm making a point here. So, believe it or not, Lanny was the Arnold, and I was the Danny DeVito. So we would do the thing, and we'd go around, and we collected so much candy. So much candy. More than anybody in the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell you why, because when the other kids passed us, we would go tag team on them, man, and we would beat their asses and take their candy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because we were always a little bit of a heel, yeah, even as little kids.
You know, if Halloween Havoc was still an event here today in 2019, who, out of today's wrestlers, would you choose as an opponent?
Wow. Who would I choose, like living or dead?
Yeah,
or
living.
Anything, anybody in the world.
Anyone living
anybody
right
in
now.
The world.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, man, I'm stumped on that one. Let's see. Trying to think of somebody that I'd never, ever got a chance to. I'll tell you who. I'll tell you who right now. Vince McMahon.
Whoa.
Vince McMahon, yeah. Because, see, I got a little bit of a problem with him, and we're not going to air the dirty laundry right now, but me and him would have a little bit of a scuffle, and I think you know what would happen at the end of that scuffle.
I'm sure we do, and along those same lines, who was the scariest opponent you ever faced in the ring?
Scariest opponent. Man, that's a good one right there. Yeah, he didn't like me too much. He had a problem with the baby oil. But I'm going to say, you guys know the story. You guys know the story. Yeah, that might be it, man. Andre. Yeah, I'm going to have to say, when you're going up against the 7-foot giant that doesn't like you, yeah, that's pretty scary. I'm going to go with Andre the Giant.
There we go. Andre the Giant.
Good answer.
Now... one other thing here, could you do a quick commercial telling us why Slim Jims is the perfect Halloween treat for kids?
Ooh, man, where did you come up with these questions?
I'm a big fan, Mach.
Man, yeah. You want me to do a commercial right now?
Yeah, just a little quick, brief commercial. Just sell us on those Slim Jims as Halloween treats.
Need a little excitement? Step in with Slim Jim. Not Twix, not Three Musketeers, not Milky Way. Snap in with Slim Jim because it's better for you and it's got protein to build some big muscles like the Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah!
Woo!
Nice.
And we'll finish that off with the very classy fuck, marry, kill, Freddy, Jason, or Michael Myers. Who would you fuck, marry, and kill?
Man, those choices are not very good for me right there. I don't know, man. I don't think I could, I don't think I'm going to come out ahead with anyone that I choose there. But I like Freddy Krueger. He's my favorite. I'm going to say that I guess I would marry Freddy Krueger.
Makes sense.
Because I wouldn't want to fuck him, though. Because, you know... he's got the, you know, I wouldn't want him to give me a hand job. You know what I mean? You know what I mean.
Might get a second circumcision.
Exactly. Very dangerous stuff. I stay away from the danger zone right there. So, let's see. So I would marry Freddy Krueger, but I would not fuck him. Okay, so, I guess, who would I fuck? Who would I fuck? Jason.
Yeah?
Ask me why.
Why would you why? Do that?
No idea! Because I'm running out of options here. Okay, so, and who would I kill?
Is it, it would be Mike Myers, then.
Yeah, I guess. Fuck him. I'd kill his ass. You know what? Yeah, I didn't like him very much. He was probably my least. Yeah, he was all like blank-faced and I'm not happy with that guy. So yeah, I'd kill him. Yeah, he's all pasty. He needs a tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a hug.
Well, I'll leave that up to you. I'm not hugging him. I'm not hugging him, fucking him, or marrying him. But I will kill him. Next question.
All right, man. So let me ask you this. You said that Slim Jims were the best Halloween candy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Taking them out of the equation, what is your Mount Rushmore of Halloween treats?
Well, if anybody knows me, they know that I have a pretty serious Twix addiction. I love Twix. You hear that, Mars Company? I love Twix. Maybe Macho Man needs to be the sponsor for Twix, not Slim Jim. Snip in with Twix. I like it. It's got a ring to it. I like it. Boom, like that. No Twix in here, man. Nothing. Nothing. Right.
It's Michael's fault. So
there's one.
There's one. What else do I like? Oh, those, what do you call them? The $100,000 grand.
The 100 grand?
100 grand!
All right.
1,000,000, 100 grand gimmicks is what we call them right there.
There's two.
How many people on the Mount Rushmore?
Four.
Oh, man, there's four of them. I got to come up with two more. Hershey's Dark. Yeah. The Special.
Oh.
Special Dark.
Special Dark.
Yeah. And I like the dark chocolate Twix.
Ooh.
More than anything in the world.
Ooh.
So as a matter of fact, I'm going to change my answer right now. I want all four of them to be dark chocolate Twix. There's
perfect.
No other option, man. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chocolate Twix dark.
Awesome. So, you know, Savage, question.
Answer.
I have a proposition for you. Oh. Call it an idea, if you will. What if somebody booked you to come on their last day of their job, and instead of them saying, I quit, they hire you to say they're going to quit? If you did that, what would it sound like?
I like that. I'm going to have to add that to my business card.
There you go.
Like that.
Quitting savagely.
I would go into the office of, let's say, your boss, yeah. Right? What's your boss's name?
Rick.
Rick. Well, I'd walk into Rick's office and I'd say, excuse me, Rick. What's your name again?
Street.
Street, I'm sorry. I'd say, Rick, I'm here to speak on behalf of Street. And he wants you to know that you could kiss his ass, and he quits, and you could go to hell, yeah, like that.
Yes, yes.
And now you know the soundbite Street is playing when he goes in tomorrow to work.
Not only do I quit savagely.
Yeah.
Love it. Up top, brother. Up top.
Yeah. I say you should do it. You want me to do it? Because I'll come with you, man.
He's not in tomorrow. But I'm telling you right now, I think I might just have to talk to you after the show.
I think so.
There might be people out there today that want to quit their job, and this man right here can help you do it.
I'll do it, man. I'll do it. But we're going to have to discuss rates because I'm a businessman. You know what I mean?
I do have to ask you, Mach. I saw a recent video, maybe it wasn't recent, of you in a Walmart. Now, I'm just curious, how often do you go in these retail stores looking for your figure? You don't see it, so you get upset, and you just toss them on the floor for someone else to pick up. How often does that happen?
Well, you know, I go into these stores and, you know, I see a lot of these action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all these new guys that I don't even know. And they shouldn't even have action figures because they ain't worthy of it.
Right.
I'm not going to get into names.
Yeah.
But.
You're welcome to name them.
Oh, man, but all I can tell you right now, I'm not going to name them, but I'm going to tell you what I didn't see, and I didn't see Macho Man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see Elizabeth. 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 I didn't see her. I didn't even see Hogan, that punk. So, yeah, I get pretty upset, man. I go around the country, man. I go around from Walmart to Walmart to Walmart, and I don't see nothing on their shelves, and I got a real problem with that. So if you ever see me at Walmart, don't even come near me, man, because I'm about to go crazy, man. I might be a little bit insane, man. I might just have to unleash on you. The way I unleash on those action figures. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get in my way.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much, I got a question for you. I also saw you at Walmart, and I got to know what's better than one to two chicks.
Man, I know where you're going with this. Yeah. Not one chick, not two, but a whole crib of chicks. Yeah. And Mach could handle the pressure. Yes, he can. Man, moment of silence for the chicks.
All the chicks.
All the chicks. They love the Macho Man.
All right, Mach. So we've got a segment that we like to do here on the show. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off a list of names. I want you to say the first thing that pops into your head.
Ooh.
You don't have to confine it to just one word. And we're going to do this for 70 seconds. Are you ready?
70 seconds. What do they call this?
70 deadly seconds.
Okay, good name. Hold on. All right.
Sin City Steve, 70 deadly seconds starts now.
Hulk Hogan.
Punk!
Miss Elizabeth.
Lovely.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Ouch!
Jerry the King Lawler.
Crown.
Ric Flair.
Woo!
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
WrestleMania 3 best match, yeah!
Crush.
Old friend.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Cutter.
Scott Hall.
The bad guy.
Kevin Nash.
The tall guy.
Sting.
Sting, the Stinger.
Scott Steiner.
Lunatic.
Vince McMahon.
Asshole.
And last but certainly not least, Stephanie McMahon.
Whore. There goes my chance of ever working for WWE.
And there you have it.
Oh, wait, Triple H, punk! I'm on a roll right now. Yeah, who else?
Damien.
The Snake?
The Snake.
Damien's okay. It was the Cobra I don't like. See, that wasn't Damien. You know that? That was a Cobra. I don't know the Cobra's name. Did the Cobra have a name?
No. No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant.
I already told you. Scary. But he's a punk!
Awesome.
70 more seconds right now. On the clock. All right.
I think we did.
Yeah, you survived, brother.
Who else is a punk?
Well,
Sensational Sherry, man. Wow, she was a good manager. That's what I'm gonna say, good manager.
Almost better than
Primo.
Oh.
She was almost as pretty. You hear that, man? I put you over right there. You don't even know nothing, man. Here, man. If you can't get some of them, you don't even listen to me. Trick or treat, listen up. Trying to put you over, man. Yeah, I'm complimenting you. Never mind, I take it back.
Well, I think that leads us to one final thing that we need to do tonight, and that is for everyone who dressed up in a lovely costume, please come on up here.
Shall
so
we move
can
the table,
find
maybe?
Ourselves a costume contest winner here.
That's oh. Right.
Did I win?
Pick up our set.
What do we got? What do we got there, man? What is it? Life supply of Slim Jims, man. Thank you very, very much. What is this?
Is it okay if I wear my mask?
Oh, shit.
Ah! Man, you're creepy, man.
My name is Slappy. You don't understand?
All right. On that note, I'm out of here. You scared me.
How many people? Costumes. Let's move that.
Am I one of the judges now since I'm up here?
Yeah, you can judge. Greg, why don't you come up here? And Primo, why don't you come up here?
Yeah, man, we got the whole cast of characters,
man. You guys
can
be the judges for us.
Oh, I get it, man. She's Romero. I see it now that I didn't know before. Uh-huh. I think you look better. No offense, Greg, but she looks better in fishnets than you do. And I've seen you in them, and I know. No, I have. It leaked on the internet.
All right, so here we go. Steve, round of applause, you guys, throwing your feedback too. As Steve points to the person, looks like we got this guy right here, Grapefruit Cassidy. Okay. All right, then we got over here, it looks like Greg Romero. And we got Primo Popo.
Man.
And
who the hell's this guy?
Yeah, who's that guy?
Oh, hell.
That's an excellent costume. He looks just like him.
Damien Drake.
Man, where did you get that?
And he would have been if it were not for a little law in Las Vegas that does not allow you to wear masks in casinos. Yeah, which we didn't think about until... about 5 minutes before the show.
They stopped me on the way over here. I said, what costume? I dressed down, you know what I mean? This isn't a costume. And I picked the first thing out of my closet.
All right, so we got some tickets. Who do we think?
Who do we love?
Is it Greg Romero? Is it Primo? Michael Jackson. Wow. I'm going to have to give it up.
Man, this is a tough one, man. A lot of creativity went on here, for sure.
I think they both get it. I think that we got to go Lori here and Brandy.
All right. Give it up, everybody. Give it up.
This guy, he looks just like Damian Drake.
I know. I wonder, is this like a Scooby-Doo type of commercial where we rip off Damian Drake's face into somebody else? That's not that? We're not going to try and rip off your face?
I'm impressed.
All right. Well, I think with that, we definitely want to say thank you to everyone. And this is an amazing mess that we're going to have to clean up.
Were you about to say we're going to wrap up, but we did that in the middle of the show, so what would we call it this time?
I don't know.
Because we can't rap twice. Well, I mean, there's some females I've been with. I had to wrap up twice. Re-rap.
Oh. Yeah, everyone, Grapefruit Cassidy, you did not win. No, he did not win.
He didn't win. You did not win.
You about to get kicked, bro.
Things are going to get...
Your shin's going to be hurting. Super.
That's awesome.
I changed my mind. The new winner right there. I like that. I like that.
Silent but deadly.
We want to thank again all of our guests that came tonight. Greg Romero. Yes. Primo Popo. And the Macho Man.
Yeah.
We thank all of our loyal number ones, day one folks coming out to our podcasts. And we thank Boulder Station Casino here at the Kicks Lounge again for also allowing us to be here. Katina, listen to our podcast. Make sure you subscribed if you're not a subscriber. And take a listen to when we will be back in November. It won't be Thanksgiving, okay? Although it should.
Are you sure they're going to have you back in November after the mess you guys made here tonight?
That's a good question.
Yeah. They're not going to be happy.
It's the same mess you make at Walmart.
So in other words...
That's true, okay.
Booking is subject to change.
Right. So with that, and also the blading drink, don't forget to get that $8. This is only for tonight. So make sure you go over to your bartender and tip them well, right?
But remember, everybody say it. Go tip your bartender, but only just the tip.
With that, y'all, thank you for coming out. Peace.